I don't know how to end this. Not because I don't have words left, but because the truth doesn't end just because you stop typing. I've said what I needed to say, and somehow, I still don't feel like I've said enough. This war, whatever you want to call it, isn't over. It's not even close. It's in every room, every silence, every article I write, and every text my dad sends at 4 a.m., every time we talk and end up yelling or staring at the phone like the other person just doesn't get it. And maybe that's the point. Maybe this whole thing isn't about agreeing. Maybe it's about naming the space between us and choosing to walk back across it anyway, because I love my dad, but I don't see the world like he does. And he don't see the world like I do. He thinks this is all about racism, that it's the root of every evil, the true enemy in the room. And maybe he's right, because to him, that was the war. It still is. But I look around now and see something even more chaotic. People fighting over air, over meaning, over whether facts even exist. Nobody trusts each other. Nobody believes each other. And worst of all, nobody's willing to pause long enough to ask themselves, what if I'm wrong? Or even harder, what if I'm not the good guy? That's the real battlefield, not in the streets, in the mirror. I don't have a fix, I don't have the next step, but I do have the Truth Project. And sometimes, that's all I can offer. Because that's my role in this war. It's not protest signs or campaign speeches. It's not picking red or blue, left or right, loud or louder. It's this, writing, reflecting, building something that can hold all the complexity without setting it on fire. Trying, just trying, to make both sides see each other, even for a second. I know people will say you're not supposed to be in the middle. That not choosing is choosing. That neutrality is betrayal. But that isn't what I'm doing. I'm not hiding from the fight. I'm fighting for the middle, for the conversation, for the tension, for the truth that doesn't fit neatly in anybody's headline. Because if both sides are willing to lie to win, then the only real rebellion left is telling the truth. All of it, even when it hurts, even when it doesn't make me look like the hero. So, no, I'm not neutral. I'm just committed to clarity. And if that makes me the problem, then so be it. But I'll keep showing up, word by word, piece by piece, until this war either ends or admits that it started. This is The Undercurrent, powered by the Truth Project, driven by what I can't ignore.